Welcome to Big Jewish Media Radio Show. Big Jewish Media is the most fabulous, largest, most powerful, richest, and best Big Jewish Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet. So just get over it already. Join us on social media at facebook.com/Big Jewish Media and twitter.com/Big Jewish Media. And always, Big Jewish Media.
I just keep laughing.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Big Jewish Media.
Hey, everybody.
So much breaking news today.
What?
Oh, my God. Well, we've got Trump's tax returns.
Oh,
we've got Kellyanne Conway. Talking about microwaves.
That's
can
right.
Take, you know, your information and send it to the CIA.
All kinds
what?
Of things.
We've just got so much breaking news. We're going to get into it now.
It's not about
so
Jesus.
Let's jump in.
No,
well, first
quiet.
Of all, it's like, you know, the
this.
Thing with the microwaves
go
and
Jonathan.
Kellyanne Conway. Let's
yeah.
just, like, mm. get something out of the way right away.
Yeah.
It's
all
like
right.
her face mm-hmm. looks like it was in a microwave.
Oh,
so
oh,
it's
still
wonder if she thinks that. You
that
know,
is
I'm just
seeing,
saying.
You know, it's
like,
just
oh, too
wow.
bad.
Well, it says in 1 Chronicles, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishaya, all 5 of them were chiefs. I mean, how many of you are chiefs?
I'm just going to do my nails, chief.
Well, Trump isn't acting like a chief.
Smart television. I mean, you know,
well,
the,
it does
the,
do
the
that,
thing
though.
You don't have to
it
worry
does.
That with the Bible. The Bible does not take your photo.
Oh.
It cannot send information to
it
you.
Can't
God
do
knows
anything.
Everything. God is the Lord.
No.
God
no.
is the Lord.
Is the Bible computerized?
Kellyanne Conway never said she was the Lord.
No.
She never said that. Trump was the
she
Lord.
She has a Messiah complex, though. You
structured
like,
speakers.
Like Trump.
I should know because I talk to Kellyanne Conway
Did
regularly.
Oh, my God.
Here we go,
have our lattes.
I'm going to hear this.
Incidentally, we do heat them up in the microwave, and they never come out looking like her face. I just say,
I don't
understand her face. Maybe she was doing research on a microwave and
she
ended up
kidding.
Reading scripture. You know, she
right
does need
on.
Some help. Have you seen that glam photo from her glam?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
whatever.
Someone ought to stick that in the microwave so we have some continuity in Hollywood.
Exactly.
Continuity.
Well, you
and
know.
Kellyanne Conway doesn't have continuity with her face.
Was she a stripper with you in Vegas? I was just kind of wondering.
Was she a stripper in Vegas?
Well, you know, I just don't think she belongs on the cover of Vogue magazine.
Oh, no.
No way.
The Bible doesn't
have
pictures,
you
know.
A couple of, you know,
bad
minutes in the microwave,
oh.
along with her lattes. It looks like someone poured her latte over her face. An extra hot latte
right.
poured over her face
from
oh,
the microwave
because it was both in the microwave.
Right on.
You know what
I'm
trying
wears
to
you
say?
Ass. Doesn't
right
have
on,
continuity
yeah.
with her face. It looks like a candle that melted, you know, like a Halloween candle
like
face.
Like a church
face
candle? Like a Mexican church candle face melted on her face?
I'm Jordan McNamara with your Kellyanne Conway headline news now. Everything you need to know about Kellyanne Conway to keep up with her microwave woken face. Is it awake? Is it asleep? Well, you don't know because Kellyanne Conway's husband is Trump's choice for Justice Post, but her husband is to be nominated for the Department of the Justice Post because she became America's most powerful political operative, while Jessica Lange is feuding with Kellyanne Conway in her head with air quotes and without air quotes because wiretapping is not surveillance. If you're surveilling the surveillance of wiretapping in the wiretapping with an in-depth look at Trump's pervasive female double, the hashtag new jobs for Kellyanne Conway offers career choices following Donald Trump administration. But Kellyanne Conway is the real first lady of Trump's America, despite what Melania and Ivanka wore about. And that's, of course, in air quotes. We're going to surveil the people loving the story about Kellyanne Conway being the weirdest human in ever to give birth to a father who gives birth to Kellyanne Conway who gives birth to Melania who gives birth to Trump. Why, you talk about a narcissistic incest, but Conway is not happy the GOP is not in lockstep with healthcare, especially her healthcare. She needs a new facelift, and Trump's sidekick is full of something we can't say on the air because it has air quotes and an asterisk. But a new Conway is getting a high-profile gig on SNL today, but we don't really believe that because it came out of the microwave. And as we all know that Ivanka Trump's ill-gotten gains, his letter to the editor, even though she's not fat, but Randy Rainbow nukes Kellyanne Conway's surveillance facts as alternative facts with microwaves, that are watching you right now, listening in, while I'm reading you this headline news on Kellyanne Conway, which, of course, while you're listening to this, we're surveilling you through Bannon, because he says, quote, "I don't know if we would have made it without Kellyanne," end quote, air quote. Surveilling the air quote on the microwave, I'm Jordan McNamara for headline Kellyanne Conway News Now.
Yes. Oh, my God. I don't understand about all these air quotes and why we're having surveillances. What does this have to do with microwave technology?
Exactly.
What does any of it have to do with the fact that Kellyanne Conway just isn't news? I mean,
no.
Everything's
she's not
about
in the Bible.
It's all about her, and she hasn't done anything. All she does is lie. Steve. I mean, it's just look at her face. You can see it all over her face.
Well, you know this thing about the air quotes, the end air quotes, and I think we ought to have surveillance on these air quotes and
that's right.
use some of that microwave technology and stop aiming it at her face. I mean, could her face be any more microwaved? You know, I mean, it looks, you know, it's just, let's put the surveillance on the air quotes, the end air quotes, and all these surveillances of the wire.
This.
So who is surveilling the surveillance?
This is God.
We should surveil the wiretapping, and that's what I think. It's so unstructured right now. It's so unprofessional.
Well, you know, in 2 Kings, are you done yet? My goodness. It says Israel exiled because of sin, and all this took place because the Israelites had sinned against the Lord their God. And this is what Kellyanne's doing. When we make all the headlines about Kellyanne Conway, instead of about Jesus and God,
but you're talking about her.
Then we get off track, and that's why we get
don't
confused
you have
by all the air quotes and the air quotes and all that.
Hello?
Sort of stuff. I gotta get ready for my segment.
Yeah, you better, because, you know, we're going to be going over Special Soul Sunday things in just a minute as a part of Pastor Pernod Ferner's segment.
I'm Pastor Pernod Ferner of Blessed Souls Ministries, deciphering Jesus and God. And I have a special guest on Blessed Souls Ministries today. Her name is Pastor Catherine. Pastor, welcome to Blessed Soul Ministries, deciphering Jesus and God with Pernod.
Thank you, Pastor Pernod. My name is Catherine Damiano Malou, and I am America's favorite national motivational conservative Republican pure Christian speaker. Welcome me to the show.
We did.
Welcome me to the show.
No, I just did. So what Pastor want to talk about today is Catherine and I have a new book coming out called The Law of Deciphering, the Basics of the Teachings of Pernod.
Of Pernod, and I am a co-author on that. It does say, and Catherine Damiano Malou. It is the New Hick Times best-selling authors of Sell and It Is Taken.
That's right.
And also our other best-selling book, The Amazing Power of Debilitating.
Deliberate.
Oh, deliberate.
Deliberate, yeah.
Of deliberate misrepresentation. That's sort of a little joke.
Yes, well, I would like to read the dedication of this book, this special holy book from Pernod. And Catherine, this book is dedicated to all of you who in your desire for enlightenment and self-being as opposed to well-being. Because you got to sell your soul to Jesus, not the devil.
It's all about the sales,
for self-being. You've asked the questions, and this book is answered. And to the several delightful white trash seminar junkies named Esther Hickenshed and Jerry Hickstein and Louise Hayseed and Bob Proctology and Michael Barfwith and Jackal Canid Laughterfield and Joe Ripolfi and James Arthur Racist.
James Arthur Racist.
L'Oreal Langlemile Wildass.
Oh, I hate her.
Long John Gray, famous author of Men Confront Scars and Women Confront Penis. Among others who are so infamous that they need not be mentioned, but all of whom are nevertheless living examples of everything this book is about.
That's right.
Everything this book teaches. And then some.
Listen up, people.
You have not been forgotten nor made irrelevant. Yet.
I'll take it from there, Bernard. And these teachings often begin with the words and or but, because that's how carnival hucksters, I mean real channelers, talk these days. After learning the necessary God-ordained psychological triggers and copywriting sales chunks, and of course the spiritual art of salesmanship in printed scripture. So you may tend to your flock and then send them rushing to the back of the room to be financially slaughtered. excited. To buy more crap in abundance to the full until offshore bank accounts overflow with the Spirit of the Lord.
That's very holy.
Oh my God.
That's very holy, Catherine. Thank you. We'll just get back to that on our next edition of Blessed Souls Ministry. Thank you, Catherine. That was very holy.
You two are a couple of grifters, man. You know, it's like the one thing you two never realize is the people you're trying to grift and take their money is like they need a therapist.
It's an offering.
They need a psychiatrist.
No, they need...
The real problem is that their therapist will probably be on vacation when they need him the most, and instead they'll go and end up in your stupid seminar.
Demon Al?
Parting with their money because pastor is on a pastor adventure.
We should give them money. I answer this question because I'm a structured speaker.
I am on a pastor adventure.
And I can do multiple things at once. I'm a multitasker.
We should get their money, Jonathan.
Taskmaster. I mean, as a national speaker, you know, we don't just take their money. It is an offering.
That's
They can offer for us to receive their money,
we
Jonathan.
Receive.
It's all about receiving.
That's how we get rich.
We are in the mode of reception.
It's how we get rich.
It is not about debilitating. It is about deliberate maintaining of the offering. Ow!
That's right.
I'm Jonathan with The Morning Message, and I'm here to talk about the science of grifting and carnival hucksters and seminar junkies getting taken advantage of. Hi, I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge of The Morning Message, and I just want to say that, you know, like, all the con men and con women, speaking of Kellyanne Conway, so righteous man, we all need to question with a Q. Why they say things the way they say it, with these psychological triggers and their, you know, oxymorons and their non sequiturs. It's like that you can't say on one hand that microwave technology is surveilling the wiretapped Trump Towers, and then on the other hand say you're partially vindicated because, you know, there's partial evidence that's not evidence and it's circumstantial, but it's not circumstantial, and we can say what we have, but we're not going to say it. I mean, this is what's going on with, like, the stupid con man known as Sean Spicer and Kellyanne Conway and the whole Trump crowd. It's just like they say one thing and do another. They do another and then say another, and then they never say anything and they say everything all at the same time. It's like, how can you stupid Trump supporters not understand when something is being taken away from you, like financially or physically or, you know, intellectually? It's like you don't even care if the truth is spoken or if your money is taken from you. All you care about is you get to express your feelings and express your emotions because Trump has you hating Hillary and Pizzagate and all this other bullshit that has nothing to do with lattes, man. So anyway, I just want to talk about this one latte adventure I was telling the other day. Oh, shit.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline weather news now. In Atlanta, Georgia, it's going to be 47 degrees right now, but it will warm up later because in Washington, D.C., it's 39 degrees and cloudy, a little bit humid outside. In Rome, Italy, you know, where the Vatican is and the Pope and all those drag queens in their dresses and their hats, it's 61 degrees, very cold for the Holy City. Paris, it's 57. London is 59. Dallas is 69 degrees. It might warm up in Texas if you fly to Seattle, where it's 37 degrees. In Portland, Oregon, it's 35 degrees. Denver is 54. Irvine, 57. New York, 40 degrees. Chicago, 41. Vegas, you know, they got something. Phoenix, L.A., San Diego. I'm just going through the list here. Palm Springs is 66 degrees today. Okay, in L.A., it's going to be 54. 63 in Phoenix. And can you guess which city it's going to be 64 degrees today? Well, you only get one bet. And it's not a 777. It's Las Vegas, where you lose all the weather you don't want. I'm Jordan McNamara for your headline weather now.
So what I just wanted to say is just like, you know, it's easier to oppose what the truth is than to propose
the
truth. And this is for the Trump voters. It's like they oppose everything, but they never propose anything.
They
They're never for the facts. They're always against the facts.
These colored
they're always
pants.
Against themselves, even when they think that the fake news is real, because they think that fake news is real, which in reality makes their behavior against themselves.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
It's like they might have waved their
face. Bernie, do you know what you're saying, Jonathan? Because it says in 2 Samuel, the waves of death swirled about me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords
up,
of the grave
coiled
around me. The snares of death confronted me. All that kind of rhymes. It's like a little biblical poem.
I have these colored pins.
The Gibeonites avenged during the reign of David. There was a famine for three successive years. So this is what
Bernie
have to say about the Trump voters is you're going to be in a famine.
That's right.
For longer than you probably thought, because it says, you know, in the Bible, in 2 Samuel, Rizpah, daughter of Aiah,
God
took
wants them to lose the
and
fat.
Spread it out for herself on a rock.
That's right.
And Perny don't see Trump voters spreading out sackcloth on rock.
Well, they're
they
so
spend
fat.
Too much time talking about fake news and other stuff that has nothing to do with sackcloth and proposing the opposition to the fake news that is not in the Bible.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg of Life Facts, and I have a very special guest today, Catherine Damiana Malou. Welcome to the studio, Catherine.
Oh, thank you, Steve. It's such a pleasure to be here. I have so many exciting things to talk about
today.
As a national speaker.
Oh, wonderful. Well, darling, what is hot in the news today? What are we going to be talking about that's really exciting and really important?
Okay, well, that's a tall order, Steve, but what's really exciting and what's really important and hot, and I want to put the word hot, not in air quotes.
Well, tell us, darling, what do you mean by not putting something in air quotes? To put something not in the air quotes, what does that mean to our viewers today?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I've got these colored pens.
Oh, fabulous.
And we're just going to do some whiteboarding now.
Write
I'm
it down for
out
us.
For you, Steve.
Okay.
And as a structured speaker, who is also America's favorite national conservative Republican pure Christian
speaker.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, not in the air quotes. Let's chart this out here on the whiteboard. So, I'm just going to write this down.
The air quotes.
What we have is air quotes.
Wiretapping.
Surveillance.
Yes, surveillance.
Wiretapping.
Right.
And we can propose or oppose something like we were talking about earlier. And what this has to do with the viewers today who are fat.
That's right.
Because Trump voters are fat. That's the real reason why.
Disgusting.
They want the ACA, the Obamacare, the Ryan Care, the Trump Care to lose the fat that is crowding their brain.
Well, it is. And that's the question I have. So what do all these things have to do with one another? The wiretapping, the surveillance, the air quotes, the non-air quotes, proposing, you know, opposition, connect the dots for us. What's the life fact in this, Catherine?
Oh, wow. Well, the life fact is really amazing because I am launching a new module today. It's called the Weightless Watchers Program.
Oh, that is
incredible. And we're always watching out for ways to be weightless.
That's
right. So that we're not having surveillance or wiretapping or these quotes or these non-air quotes from the microwave technology.
Whatever.
A lot of you have a microwave in your home
or even
a toaster oven. Or maybe even a blow dryer, or even a, you know, dusty, rusty vibrator that is surveilling you with the wiretapping.
Oh, my God. So you're saying that the technology in people's homes in the red states is already wiretapped and surveillance is being, you know, done?
That is what I am talking about in the Weightless Watchers program. You know, it's one thing to carry around the weight in your brain and your big box ass. In your dumbass brain.
This is what I'm talking
about. You're carrying the weight.
Right.
You can't watch your special soul on
Sunday. My God. That's fabulous.
Yeah. So that's what the Weightless Watchers program is
about.
What else? You know, I discovered just a few days ago, Steve.
Right. Yes.
My aromatherapy machine
was
sending out brain waves from the CIA and the
FBI. My God.
They were surveilling me, which caused me to put on the weight. I thought I was doing the emotional eating to get over the stress of the campaign.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow.
That is incredible.
But actually, it was my aromatherapy machine that I found out was doing surveillance on me, that's why I was putting on the weight.
God.
That's how I got the idea to do the Weightless Watchers program, Steve.
Well, you know, I think this is incredible, the Weightless Watchers program, because a lot of things weigh us down in the world today, like people's weight,
and
debt, and bills, the news, the politics, including their own voting record. You know, these dumbass Trump voters who are just now feeling bad about having voted for Trump.
Oh, yeah.
So you feel bad, but now you can't go to a doctor to feel better from feeling bad because you're in the surveillance. You're carrying the weight of your guilt and shame and blame and self-hatred that they have projected onto the progressives
and
all the liberals. I'm just saying, Sheila, find out if we're being wired.
That is the devil.
Okay, Sheila.
You know, the other thing.
I wonder if my drinks are surveilled. Oh, my God.
Oh my goodness. I wonder if my nail file here, I'm just filing my nails. I wonder if that's under surveillance. But that's why I developed the Weightless Watchers program. It's really all about being weightless and watching the watchers who watch us over the surveillance and the air quotes and that wiretapping business, you know?
You know, it says that Nehemiah helps the poor. Now the men and their wives raised a great outcry against their Jewish brothers, and some were saying, we and our sons and daughters are numerous. In order for us to eat and stay alive, we must get grain. But others were saying, we are mortgaging our fields, our vineyards, and our homes to get grain during the famine. You know, Pernod just had an idea that I wonder if Pernod's computer is wiretapped with the surveillance.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your biblical headline news now. We're going to go over the Old Testament books in the Bible for the news you need to know from the Bible that's happening now. There's a book called Genesis, and then Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, 1 Kings and 2 Kings, or 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, depending on how Donald Trump wants to say it today. There's also 1 Chronicles and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms. That's not a job, actually. It's Job. Little biblical joke there. Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Songs, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, and Habakkuk. Zephaniah, Haggai, and Zechariah, Malachi. Well, I seem to be done with all the books in the Old Testament for your Old Testament headline news now. There's really nothing else to say since this book and all the books in it were written over 5,000 years ago. If you subtract 2,000 from that, come up into present time and you realize that Jesus didn't die 2,000 years ago. Is plus or minus a few million years or something like that, depending on which millennium museum you go to. And that's called speaking in tongues. If you go to one of those special churches in the Midwest near one of those gambling towns in St. Louis. So anyway, I am Jordan McNamara with your headline biblical news now with the books from the Bible.
I think this is a sign
from on high.
Well,
no.
I believe
that God is sending a message to Pernod's you yeah. Jordan McNamara.
No, I think the Russians
the
shut up, Jonathan.
Are doing
jealous.
Our news now.
It is well known that the big government
that's right.
tried to shut down the
of Russia
of Blessed Souls Ministries
no.
and Pernod had to wear my royal vestment.
Well,
and
you know,
I had to take my pinky out to drink because my tummy got upset.
Because you're
and
a
then
nut
I drove
job.
my jet ski into that bunch of moss. And I bet that
no.
jet ski was wiretapped with surveillance
oh
from
God.
The air
Gosh.
Quotes
it
of Kellyanne Conway's microwave technology
yes,
that she keeps in her bunker in the White
has
House
lost it.
With
yeah.
Ivanka Trump's fashion
That's
collection
right.
that
no.
Melania doesn't want to wear because she's the first lady.
Don't
and
get
Melania
me started
is
on
jealous.
That
she is not
on,
the
no.
real first lady in
That's
the
right.
White House
well,
because
not.
The microwave has melted Kellyanne Conway's face. That's what Pernod said from
God,
from Jesus and God. Through the heart of Pernod.
It came
through
my
aromatherapy
machine.
To information
That's right.
for transformation.
That's right.
You know, Pastor Man, both you and Catherine
no.
were talking about your pancakes, and do you think that
I
your pancakes were wiretapped too? Do you
they
think your
were.
Pancakes were under surveillance? I mean, maybe there was something in
Jonathan.
Your pancakes you ate. And none of this surveillance is actually happening to you. I mean, don't you think it's a really... Oh,
Hi,
shit.
I'm Catherine Damiana Malou, and welcome to Mornings with Malou, Millionaire Secrets. I want to talk about my Weightless Watchers program. I'm no longer doing the pancakes with the Streisand syrup, that sumptuous, sensuous syrup that could be a real coup for you if you're into the binge eating as opposed to the emotional eating. And one thing that I learned when I was doing the binge eating on the pancakes, my pancakes, as well as my aromatherapy machine, were wiretapped with the surveillance from the Kellyanne Conway bunker of her microwave bunker that was sending out CIA and FBI messages into my implants. And as I showed you on my last video, we could hear, as I'm sure you did, when the cameraman... did a close-up of one of my breasts, we could hear the CIA talking to me through my boobs. I mean, it's just, thank God that didn't happen to me. When I was playing Cremora Ravel in Vegas, right before my Vegas act failed, I just, you know what, now I'm just getting a very Weightless Watchers, wow, I'm getting, oh wow, I'm wondering if my act in Vegas failed when I was playing Cremora Ravel, because... the Weightless Watchers program wasn't going on yet. I wonder if I was surveilled in air quotes and non-air quotes because I didn't have a Weightless Watchers program going when I was playing Cremora Ravel. Geez, I'm going to have to find out if I was eating the pancakes back then because I don't really know right now. I wonder if the implant technology they used to listen into my brain hacked into my brain, and somehow my brain is under surveillance. I put surveillance not in the air quotes, because I put the air quotes in the air quotes, which is how I became a national speaker. I'm a conservative Republican, pure Christian speaker. I do speak to prophecies. I'd like to read the rest of the dedication of that book that Pastor Purdon and I are doing, because I think that'll tie this all together on how all of this links up. So these holy, scared and scriptural, that is scared, because people are scared today. They don't feel sacred. They feel scared. That's why we have these scripturally profound teachings that are especially special.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. Why the Trump administration, in air quotes or not air quotes, is either wiretapped or under surveillance, but either way, Trump administration is an oxymoron. Price says that healthcare plan won't leave people out, even though we can't put people in it yet, because it hasn't passed yet. And Cotton also says, I haven't seen evidence of wiretapping, but he said the word I in air quotes. That's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Okay, you know,
I think there's a connection here because
the last few times, Steve, tried to make a point during Mornings with Malou.
Well, you know what?
These news headlines come out from that Jordan McNamara person, and he steals my thunder about
the journalist.
Why you're tapping the surveillance?
No, that's not true.
Someone is listening to me through my tits.
No,
that
is not it.
I'm pissed off about
that. It's not Christian language.
That my audience in Vegas, when I was a stripper on the pole with Ann
Gillick,
obviously those were Russian agents colluding with the conservative Republican Trump
campaign.
They
probably were
watching me as a stripper.
That's
because,
right.
You know, Melania was a stripper. She was a stripper.
That's what they do.
That's why she did those nude photos. Very tasteful, by the way. I think she's so fabulous.
Oh, whatever.
You know, she's so fabulous. Melania is fabulous. Oh, but I'm sure they're listening into her, too, you know, when she eats the pancakes. But anyway.
Everyone is listening in, you know.
I'm going to finish this dedication. So these holy, scared, and scripturally profound teachings are especially dedicated to Louise Hayes,
no one
who insisted
cares,
that we learn how
man.
To sell before ever approaching her royal bitchiness ever again at that book expo I went to.
That was my
life story about, you know, once a stripper, always a stripper.
Oh, that's
by Kramura Ravel.
Redemption
She
story?
Didn't want the book.
No,
she didn't think it had enough.
Smut.
Law of attraction nonsense.
That
That's
new
why
age
we're releasing this book,
sin.
The Law of Deciphering.
Right.
So you can decipher people like Louise Hay. You can read the rest of the
it's more pancakes.
Fiction, though, Catherine.
When you get the book.
No,
John,
it's bullshit.
Law of Deciphering.
It's not a fiction.
Seminar bullshit.
No, no.
It is a new Hick Times best-selling
right.
Book that's going to be The Amazing Power of Deliberate
Hick
Misrepresentation.
Hick Times best-selling
book.
A number one Hick Times best-selling.
How not to be misrepresented by Jesus and God when they attend Blessed Souls Ministries
and
Special Cell Sunday, because we're holding a contest. In a joint venture with the offshore advanced intensives of Catherine's seminar on the Weightless Watchers program. We're going to be Weightless Watchers and a witness.
That's right.
Of the wisdom.
Hello, thank you.
Of Jesus.
Just get the money, though. Get all the money.
I'm going to get all the money, Steve.
The surveillance and the wiretap.
Sell it with
so
fear.
You see how this ties together.
I have
going to be the Weightless
breath.
Watchers.
That's right.
And a Christian witness.
Fake news.
For the wiretapping.
No, Jonathan.
The wiretappers of Satan.
That's
it's
right.
They're trying to get out.
Oh, my God.
The holiness.
Jonathan.
From the United States.
My plans
were wiretapped.
Was your guest speaker Sean Spicer?
Yeah.
Or
so what?
Trump or Kellyanne
well,
Conway? I'm just wondering.
They're headliners.
Like, are you going to have free subscriptions to WorldNet Daily and InfoWars?
No,
is this fake news seminar bullshit? Let me guess. Your price points are like $97
that's
for the early bird discount, and then it goes up to $2.47.
And they get a free bonus Bible from Purdy.
And then 1 week before it's
$4.99. I have to raise
all
the money, Jonathan,
like
to replace my Christian breath.
Extra
bonus. Well, why not?
Extra bonus, a signed autograph photo of Jesus with Purdy.
Oh, I love it.
Off the last fabulous. In the inner circle, so it's really $97 again. So they put people through this stupid price point maze to just
drift
them out of all of their money.
It's capitalism.
And these are the stupid Trump voters who
Christian
need
offering
their money
to Jesus.
Just to survive.
They don't
you know?
Need it, Jonathan.
It's like, and then they part with their money. It's just, I'm just like, just screw them. Screw the Trump voters. They're so dumb. They're so fucking stupid.
That's
they can't tell what's real.
In
what's
Proverbs, it says,
they
wisdom
can't tell the difference between a pancake and a wiretap.
Holy pancakes are not
Conway's
sin.
Face.
Jonathan.
Just, let them go into your Weightless Watchers program.
Yes.
This is so fucked up, you stupid fake news grifters. My God.
They are not
stop.
Fake news.
People need need to question with a Q. What's really going on?
No, they need to pay with a P their money with an M into the seminar with an S. Okay, that's why they all have PMS. Pay money and shut up.
Is that in the Bible?
Send it or whatever the S was. I don't remember now. Sheila, I need another drink.
Is PMS in the Bible? Is that a holy Bible thing?
It's just business.
PMS.
You know, and all the words that are spoken about it is advertising to get people into it.
But these commands are a lamp.
So that they have a burning desire and take action by parting with their money. They don't want to have a nice life. Look at them. They're always in pain. They're always in suffering. They can't help.
That's right.
But to suffer. So we might as well take the money from them. Ann Coulter was right. I'm beginning to think I'm a Republican instead of a liberal. Oh, my God. Big Jewish media going Republican?
Oh, I love it.
Can you imagine?
That's fabulous. I think that Parenthood's pancakes have been surveilled with that bunch of mouse. Oh, my God.
Big Jewish Media is the most fabulous, largest, most powerful, richest, and best Big Jewish Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet. So just get over it already. Join us on social media at facebook.com/.
The show's over, everybody.
And
goodbye.
Give me those keys,
there
Media.
You go.
And always, Big Jewish Media.
I'm going to my Lamborghini, guys.
Okay, Jonathan, I was doing a whiteboard with my colored pens
earlier.
That's right.
What is going on?
I was talking about the invasion of my breasts with the wire cameras and air quotes in the surveillance. Thing I need in my Christian breast implants.
What?
It's a bunch of Kellyanne Conway microwave CIA FBI wiretapping. Doing non-scriptural biblical things through my breath. Last thing I need is my breath to be full of sin.
The show is over.
Are your sin breasts full of pancakes from the Muncha Mouse?
I think you should auction off your breasts for $97 instead of having people go to your stupid seminar of deciphering or whatever they are. Weightless breast watchers.
It's not in the Bible.
We need everyone in the audience to auction off their breasts if they feel that their breasts or their chest are being surveilled with air pancakes that have been infiltrated by Kellyanne
Conway's
microwave technology.
What are you doing
Everyone's tits are listening in now.
Russians in this whole Putin.
Why are you still here in the studio talking about this?
No, it's not.
What are you doing here?
It's not us.
If I'm a Republican, I should be saying all that and believe
you're not a Republican.
Everything we say is an air quote.
That's right.
What?
So much for Big Jewish Media. Do you know if we're big or Jewish or not?
Right.
Do you even know if we're media? Is anyone still in the studio?
Hello?
You're playing a joke.
Yeah, right here.
I'm surveilling all of you.
No, you're not.
Fabulous.
God is watching us. God is the holy pancake in the sky. There isn't everybody.
God is not a holy pancake.
Oh, goodness, this is going on long. Is the Sandman here?
Well, the aromatherapy machine that I had is still listening in. So, you know, God willing, the aromatherapy machine, the aromas are listening in to everyone right now.
Oh, my God. I can smell it.
That's all I have to say.
Well, the FBI is going to hear all of this eventually someday if they ever subpoena it or if it gets a FISA warrant. So we're all on record now for having said everything we said.
Oh, I tell you.
Screw your pancakes. Screw your surveillance.
Screw the holy pancakes.
Well, question with a Q.
Trampoline.
And we can bank on it because we're big Jewish media. Right. We will win in the end. We will win.
Get closer
and you know, for everyone else, it'll be very
closer
sad.
To your right boob or your left boob?
Well, say that closer to this. I think it's the left implant that has the microchip in it. So everyone lean in and say it to that.
Hi.
Hello, from Pyrenees.
Hello.
Okay, I think they got it.